perhaps guide them to meet the parents, little Fockers.
I don't think this is meant to be a children's movie, but I love this series and there are enough silly pratfalls and farcical moments to keep older children and teens entertained. The clever thing about these Meet the Parents films is that they are premised so exactly on those undercurrents of family tensions, you know, of relationship between in-laws, father-in-law, daughter-in-law, mother-in-law, etc., etc. And those are the sorts of things that tend to bubble up
and that
this
need,
time of the year.
And that need to impress as well the in-laws.
Yes. The way these films handle them is completely over the top. But I think Ben Stiller is such a good straight man as a comedian. He's got this perennially perplexed, slightly flummoxed air of a man who can feel the ground sliding out from underneath his feet but keeps on insisting that he can handle it. He's got it covered. And Stiller's been doing this shtick ever since The Cable Guy and There's Something About Mary. But the combination of Ben Stiller and Robert De Niro as the rigid ex-CIA father-in-law is just delicious in my book. I reckon De Niro phoned in a lot of pretty bored performances in between his early glory days with Scorsese and his later reincarnation as a comedian. This character suits him down to the ground. The writing is clever, the slapstick's fun, and the constant tug of war between Greg Fokker trying to outwit his hyper-vigilant, nutty father-in-law is a sort of rope around which a whole lot of other ridiculous cameo characters can revolve, and they all enjoy it.
I'm quite surprised to see that they came up with a third film, because I thought perhaps they wouldn't be able to reinvent it after the second. So what's happening in this one?
Well, life as a parent is very rich, Jason. You're about to discover that. The occasion doesn't really matter so much, though it does involve a birthday party for the little Fokker twins about to turn five. The in-laws are coming to visit, and it's complicated by the arrival of the insufferable ex-boyfriend, Kevin, played by Owen Wilson, who's just flown in from his own private island Buddhist retreat. Look, I reckon this is hugely enjoyable comedy. It's nicely paced by a new director, Paul Weitz, but the key is in the writing. The original writers, Greg Glienna and Mary Ruth Clark, had a hand in the story. The screenplay this time by John Hamburg and Larry Stuckey.
Well, this is one of the very few films I haven't seen this Christmas, so I'm going to rush off to it. You're recommending it then?
Oh, obviously. Meet the Parents, Little Fokkers, is classified M.